Opening day outside at the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market. This is Andrea Cunliffe for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, bringing you a walk through the market.
I know that, but like I said, it's also my daddy.
This is great. This is wonderful. Perfect day for the market.
It's just been absolutely beautiful.
What's the name of your stall?
We're Gaia's Breath Farm. We're certified biodynamic. We come from out in the Mohawk Valley a bit near Cooperstown.
Oh, wonderful. You come all this way.
Yep. It's not too far, really. It's a wonderful market. Just in 3 years, we've, gained some loyal customers. And it's great.
From this area?
Yes.
And what do you sell? Biodynamic. What have you got today? What's early? This is early.
It's pretty early for some of our greens. So we have purple mustards and kale, collards, mesclun, some fresh herbs like garlic, chives, fennel, and mint.
Sounds delicious.
Thanks.
How's this year looking forward? What do you see that you'll be growing most of?
We have just been transplanting up some of our heirloom tomatoes, about 10 different varieties, and hot peppers, sweet peppers, and potatoes. We also raise pork and mother's milk fed veal organically. Make our own meatballs, charcuterie, prosciutto, bacon.
Really? Do you, you breed your own cattle or?
So we have nurse cows. We have a small herd, and then we have our calves are either from those cows or from neighboring organic dairies, and they're with, you know, other calves all day and are pastured and drink right from the cows.
Sounds really healthy and good. Thank you. This is lovely. See you next week.
Okay.
Ah, the famous Berry Patch Farm in Steventown, New York. Look at these onions. Are they real?
They're garlic greens.
Oh, are they?
Young garlic, and you eat the whole thing.
Eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, they're beautiful. And you've got spinach and spring mix.
Arugula. And then we got lots of herb plants and tomato plants. Tomato plants.
Those tomato plants are enormous. They're about 2 feet tall.
Those large tomato plants are actually grafted tomato plants. So the rootstock is different than the top. So the rootstock is disease resistant for soil diseases. And that's why we graft them. So if you're planting a tomato plant in the same place you've done it in the past, it's always good to use a grafted tomato. The smaller ones are on their own rootstock and are better for most gardens.
Well, there you go. So you come here to the Berry Patch at the farmer's market in Troy, and not only can you get plants, but advice and counseling. Beautiful. I look forward to seeing you next week. You're back every
week?
Thank
you. We're going to be here next week, and we're going to have even more tomato varieties than we do today.
Well done. Thanks a lot. Take care. My gosh, mint, thyme, basil, lavender, cilantro, oh, sage. What else have they got? French tarragon. Oh, goodness. This looks like a year I'm going to be gardening. Saratoga peanut butter. You know, I just had peanut butter and toast this morning. The true peanut butter is the true peanut butter.
Right.
Only peanuts.
That's correct. In our peanut butter is only peanuts. There's no additional active ingredients. In our almond butter, it's only almonds. But then we have flavors, and those have additional ingredients. But the peanut butter is just plain peanut butter.
Yeah, well, I'm hooked on plain peanut butter now, so...
You want to try some?
I just had some for breakfast. Yes, I'll try it, and I'll give you a taste test. I'll tell you how it compared with my...
Rated on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Great idea. Oh, here. Sorry, folks. You're going to have to listen to this.
Oh, no.
It's
okay.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's nice about this?
What?
It's so creamy.
Right.
It's not
so
grainy or anything. It's just absolute... It's actually butter.
Yeah.
So Saratoga Peanut Butter Company, at the market, they've got, what is this? What's the difference here?
the butterscotch. This is the trifecta, and if you look here, that's all the ingredients.
You got, oh my gosh, plain Jane. That's what I had. Then there's Major Maple. Got that one. Monkey Boy, Chillin' Chocolate, Blizzard Butter. That sounds good. Adirondack Jack and Jill. Just Almonds and Trafica. No, it's great. This is wonderful. Ooh, spicy garlic peanut butter. Ooh, that's something. Thanks so much for your time. Are you here every week?
Yes.
Okay, great. See you next week.
Take care.
Bye. Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions?
Not at all.
I'm walking through and I see Hickory Wind Farm. Wow, you're in Cambridge, New York. That's not far.
No, not at all. It's about 20 miles in a straight line, 25 miles as we come down here. We have perennial plants. We have heirloom grains, flowers, rolled oats, and lots of flowering plants as well.
So this is grown in a particular way. It's sustainably grown?
That's correct. We're certainly with the grains, we're following organic practices. We've not pursued a certified organic certificate yet, just because of our scale.
But a lot of this is already ground, like flour. I'm looking at Turkey Red, hard winter wheat, stone ground. Who grinds your flour?
We do as well. We have a food processor license, and part of our farm is set up with mills with grain storage.
Really? Like a proper mill?
Is
it a big round thing that goes, or what is it like?
It is basically the modernized version of that, which is, so if you're picturing a granite millstone, picture one that's 10 inches across rather than 3 feet across.
Oh,
and
okay.
You'll have our mills there.
Super. So what do you recommend? I only use whole wheat flour.
I am currently down to one variety of wheat, which is that Turkey Red. Normally I have two, but it was a challenging crop year last year.
Oh, really? So you're hoping for a better year this year?
We always are.
That's a farmer's slogan, right? Always better next year. You do oats as well?
We do holus oats as rolled oats, normally as flour as well, and then as the whole groat.
So why are we better off buying your product than the stuff you find in some other places?
I'm hesitant to make any claims that I can't back up, but we're cognizant of how we're using the land. We're wanting to build our soils rather than mine them, essentially. And so we're, careful with compost applications. We're a small scale and we're very local. So if you're buying from us, your money is going to stay in the area.
That's such a nice idea. Can you use this flour for pastry, let's say?
It is actually not the most efficient use of it to do pastry. I have another wheat variety in the ground now, which is a soft white winter wheat.
So I would want something soft if I do more pastry or cakes.
Yeah, pastry or cakes or pie crusts are traditionally a soft wheat.
So this wheat is used for bread mostly?
Breads, pancakes, biscuits, muffins.
Yeah. You're making me hungry.
There we are. That's the hope.
And what's so nice is I see you have pure maple syrup as well. So that we can have pancakes and maple syrup.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Hickory Wind Farm, and you're on Gannon Road.
Center Cambridge.
Lovely to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
See you next week. Hello, Placid Baker.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. You're just about sold out.
The line went literally to the corner. It was beautiful. Everybody was happy, It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
What did you have today? A little bit of everything, obviously.
Oh, we were heaped up with products.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what was the fastest selling?
Maybe the Queen Amon. That elegant dessert from Brittany, that pastry from Brittany.
Oh, nice.
The yeasted puff pastry that not a lot of people do in America. So maybe that. Almond croissant, baguettes.
Ciabatta is my favorite, too.
Yeah.
I have so many favorites that it's very difficult.
They might have a ciabatta at the bakery if you walk down.
Yeah, probably will. Just around the corner. Are you going to be here every Saturday? Are you going to be here every Saturday?
I am, yeah. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Good stuff. Okay, so the bakery is happy.
This has been Andrea Cunliffe for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.